One of the big things we did in probably the very, well, mid-80s, I suppose, or yes, was introduce self-medication, because as, you know, all our patients were chronic, had a chronic condition, they're taking their tablets home with them, so why should we take them off them when they come to hospital, treat them like dopes, feed them their pills? So we set up this self-medication program, and when... And so that was really good. We were the first when accreditation came in, and they had, so Rotorua Public Hospital in that first what's the word I want, not experiment of accreditation. We know they did the MATA for a big private hospital. They did, it was Auckland Hospital, and they did a provincial hospital, that was Rotorua. And Rotorua didn't have a rehabilitation unit, so QE said we'll be the rehabilitation unit. So we were one in that initial accreditation throughout New Zealand. We got accreditation, and I remember the major problem it was our self-medication program, because that was, you know, goodness me, very and every time after that, when accreditation time came, we had to go through the same, you know, real thorough examination about our self-medication. But that was a great thing in helping the patients, you know, educating them. And so we had rules, like they had to understand what their tablets were for, certainly their arthritis tablets, but their other tablets. They had to be able to tell us what the side effects were, know what they looked like, all that sort of thing. So we had a very strict regime.